You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the European Football Podcast. Good to have you with us. And musical chairs on this podcast continue. It's Dave Kellner here this week alongside Sam Norris to preview three games over 3 days on this edition. First of all, a warm welcome, a good afternoon to the man sitting next to me in the studio here in Leeds. It's Sam Norris. Good afternoon, Sam.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We've managed to oust Alex Dunn at last.
Well, he has remained the constant. It's been whoever Alex Dunn can manage to procure from the studio, from the offices, come into the studio, record the podcast with him. He does the tipping. Most of his bets lose and we get on to next week. But this week it's slightly different. Alex Dunn isn't with us, unfortunately. And Sam, you're going to be doing the selecting this week. You're going to be picking the bones from these three matches.
I toyed with the idea of doing an Alex Dunn impression, but I'll refrain from that. And we've got three pretty interesting games to come. There's a little bit on most of the games as well, a little bit of something to play for. Not so much the game in Italy, but certainly this game in Germany. Both sides have got something to play for. Villarreal looking for consolidation. And of course, Roma Napoli, which we'll come to as well, second v third in the league. It's late in the season. Neither of them will probably move anywhere, but second v third in the league is normally going to be a good game just on the basis of that. So looking forward to the three games we've got to come.
Three games over 3 days here on the European Football Podcast.
The Bundesliga.
That's where we start. Saturday night, 5:30, Schalke versus Bayer Leverkusen is the opening game we're going to look at. Schalke are 19-10 to win the game, the draw 23-10, with Bayer Leverkusen in the betting at 7-5. Enhanced odds, Klaas Jan Huntelaar to score and Schalke to win is 9-2, it was 16-5. And Julian Brandt to score and Bayer Leverkusen to win in the betting at 5-1. That was 7-2. And everything at the moment going swimmingly for Bayer Leverkusen. Third in the Bundesliga and have a 2-point gap on Hertha Berlin. They're looking for that automatic qualification spot for the Champions League, Bayer Leverkusen. And they've won 4 straight in the Bundesliga. 5 straight indeed in the Bundesliga with that game in the Europa League against Villarreal sandwiched in between. Sam, so they're going well at the moment, Leverkusen.
Yeah, they really are. And as you say, they've got a little bit of something to play for in terms of consolidating that top three spot. Nobody really wants to have to go through a qualifying round in next season's Champions League, however easy it may be. They'd like to just get the job done here, finish ahead of Hertha. This is an excellent opportunity this weekend as well because Hertha take on Bayern Munich. So they'll be hoping that by the end of this game, there'll be a 5-point cushion there, providing Bayern can do the business. And as you say, Leverkusen arrive here in terrific form. Not only is it 5 straight wins in the Bundesliga, it's 5 straight clean sheets as well. They've been playing sides generally in the bottom half of the table, bar Wolfsburg, but they've been Eintracht Frankfurt, Köln, Wolfsburg, Stuttgart and Hamburg, all to nil. If you throw in the second leg of the Europa League game against Villarreal, a competition they were knocked out of, but that one finished nil nil. So that's 6 unbeaten, 5 wins and 6 clean sheets in all competition for Bayern. So they arrive here in really good form. And I think the 7-5 already looks really attractive on the outrights there. It looks quite a nice price for me. I assume they're that price because they're away from home. We wouldn't be getting that at home. And Schalke come into this in pretty indifferent form. It's just one win from their last 5 games for Schalke. But to be honest, the fixtures compilers in Germany haven't been all too kind to Schalke. This game represents their 3rd game in the spin against the top 3 in the division. They've taken on Bayern Munich and Dortmund before that. And if you include this game, 5 of their last 6 have been against the top 5 in the division in Bundesliga. So they've taken on Hertha and they lost 2-0 there. Picked up a decent win, their only win in the last 5 against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Those sides currently 4th and 5th. The only side who aren't in the top 5 they've played recently is Ingolstadt and they lost 3-0 there. Then it's been Dortmund and Bayern and now Leverkusen. So they're bound to be a little bit leggy having played the division's top 5. This will be the 6th game of that little run. So I envisage that Schalke will be quite tired and quite leggy coming into this one. They'll have been stretched and tested in all those games against really good teams. So I understand why people will think, well, let's take Schalke's form with a bit of a pinch of salt. They've been up against the top teams in this division. But Leverkusen are one of the top teams in the division as well. So I really like Leverkusen here at 7-5. They've looked clinical lately. I'm a huge fan of teams nilling other sides. Even when you go 3-0 up in a game, to not concede and to keep going and to just keep that clean sheet. I'm a really, really big fan of backing teams like that. So the 7-5, I think, is an excellent starting point for this one. And you could look at the 16-5, Leverkusen to win to nil. I think that's good. I know it's not everybody's favourite market because it can be shot down early on by a Schalke goal. But to be getting bigger than 3-1, 16-5, I think it is possibly worth a bit of an interest here. But the main bet is just Leverkusen on the outright, 7-5. Five straight wins, five straight clean sheets. I don't really feel you need to complicate matters here.
And just looking at the goal scorer markets, that man, Javier Hernandez, is 11-8 to score any time, 9-2 to score first and 9-2 to score last. I know things have picked up for Manchester United in the last maybe 6 weeks since Marcus Rashford's come in, but Louis van Gaal was maybe a little bit trigger happy in releasing Javier Hernandez, and he's done brilliantly for Bayer Leverkusen this season. I think he's got 16 in 25, which is a very good strike rate, and for him to score any time 11-8 looks fair to me. Yeah. Two in his last three.
Yeah, certainly does. And when you look at, apart from the 1-0 win against Hamburg, they normally score more than one goal, so you're normally going to get a couple of bites at the cherry here. And yeah, 11-8 or 9-2 first or last does look good. Exactly the kind of player Manchester United need at the moment.
What's your favourite bet then in that match before we move on?
I'd probably split my stake up a little bit here. I'd have three parts of the stake on Leverkusen to win the game, and I'd have a little bit on the 16-5 Leverkusen win to nil. But the main bet here, 7-5 Leverkusen, I can't really give Schalke much of a chance, and I think they'll continue this excellent form and consolidate a top three spot.
La Liga.
On to Villarreal versus Real Sociedad. This game live on William Hill TV on Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. This one, Villarreal are 4-5 to win the game. The draw in the betting at 13-5 with Real Sociedad in the market at 7-2. Cedric Bakambu to score and Villarreal to win is in the betting at 3-1. And Carlos Vela to score and Real Sociedad to win is in the market at 8-1. Villarreal fourth in La Liga. They've got 60 points from their 34 games but have lost back-to-back in the division against Rayo Vallecano and then away from home at the Bernabeu against Real Madrid. Whereas Real Sociedad are mid-division, nothing really to play for. They've picked up 41 points. They do have a game in hand, but they're not going up. They're not going down at Real Sociedad. They were beaten by Eibar when last seen in La Liga last Saturday. But we are recording this prior to their game against Getafe on Thursday night as well, so do bear that in mind. I suppose Villarreal are looking for that fourth spot, aren't they? They just want that fourth spot because they're not going to come in the top three, but fourth a realistic possibility.
Yeah, that's right. Although 6 points clear of Bilbao, I don't know if they'll feel under too much pressure in the league. I thought this one was tricky because, of course, Villarreal take on Liverpool on Thursday night in the Europa League. So I think the main focus for them has to be that. Fourth spot isn't assured by any stretch of the imagination, but as you said, third place, they can't get that. And I think the 6-point cushion that they've got over Bilbao will probably make them feel relatively comfortable in fourth, which makes this game quite tricky for me. Villarreal, I've been really impressed with this season, by the way. Richly deserve their top four spot. I took them plus a goal against Atletico Madrid a few weeks ago, much to Alex Dunn's dismay, and they ground out a draw there. So I have been impressed with them this season. But as you said, they're back-to-back defeats in La Liga. The defeat to Real Madrid is excusable. The defeat to Rayo Vallecano, probably less so. But they were both on the road, and they're a much, much better side on home soil, Villarreal. In fact, they've only been beaten twice at home this year. But then, despite the fact that Sociedad are 12th, there's still life in this Sociedad side. They went to Sevilla and won, and they beat Barcelona at home. I know they beat Barcelona at home during the mini slump for Barca, the first time they'd lost three games in succession, but they still beat Barcelona. You can't take anything away from them there. And the victory away at Sevilla is almost even more impressive because they'd be the first side since September that have come away from Sevilla with all 3 points. So they still seem to be enjoying their season, Sociedad. Then they go and lose to Eibar, who are another mid-table side. That game just looked a complete dead rubber to me. So it is a little bit difficult here on the outrights, just because I'm not sure how tuned up Villarreal are going to be for this game. 4-5 just looked a touch skinny for me on the outright. But at the same time, I don't want to take 7-2 about a side whose season on paper has finished long ago, despite the fact they have picked up a couple of results. So I'm swerving the outrights here, and I'm going to play over 2.5 goals instead, which is 10-11. It's 10-11 each of two on the overs and unders. 2.5 has landed in 4 of Villarreal's last three. 2 of their last three it has landed in for Sociedad. And I get the feeling this one might be played at a little bit of a relaxed pace. As I say, Villarreal will be very keen. I think they'll rest players. With the players they do send out, they'll be keen not to pick up injuries ahead of that Europa League tie against Liverpool. And there's no real reason for Sociedad to go gung-ho here. So I'm hoping we're in for some goals. It's more, I'm just keen to swerve all the outrights here. So yeah, 10-11 over 2.5. I'll take a chance with, just because I probably prefer that than taking the 4-5 Villarreal, which just looked a touch skinny. Although if you held a gun to my head, they'd be the pick on the outrights. But please don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I think that's calls for dismissal if I did, so I'm going to swerve that one. If you are looking at the goal scorer market, Cedric Bakambu has been in good form. Didn't score against Rayo Vallecano or Real Madrid, but got two in their Europa League second leg clash against Sparta Prague. Got two in that first leg as well, so he was the difference maker between the two sides in the Europa League. Sandwiched in between that as well, scored against Getafe. He's got 12 goals in 31 appearances for Villarreal in all competitions this season. Has been in a rich vein of form prior to those two scoreless encounters against Madrid and Vallecano. So he is definitely worth a look if you want a bit of a boost on your odds there. 3-1, Cedric Bakambu to score and Villarreal to win. Looks fair to me to say the 4-5 to win this game, and he is their number one striker undoubtedly.
Yeah, it does. So I think that there'll be a lot of people who probably, like myself, aren't in love with the 4-5, but are looking for a bet to try and get Villarreal on side, to still have a pro Villarreal bet, but maybe eke out a little bit more value than the 4-5.
I do like that. I think Cedric Bakambu will score in that game. Final game we're going to look at, we're going to Italy.
Serie A.
Indeed, a Monday lunchtime treat for you listeners. We're going to look at Roma versus Napoli. We've got a few games in Italy on Monday. We've got the La Liga game in the evening as well, Monday night, Celta Vigo versus Granada, and of course Tottenham versus West Brom in the Premier League. So lots going on Monday here with William Hill. The match we are going to preview right now is Roma versus Napoli, a big game in Serie A, with Roma 8-5 to win it, the draw 12-5, and Napoli in the betting at 13-8. Second versus third here, with Napoli 5 points clear of Roma in Serie A, and Napoli coming off the back of that 6-0 win against Bologna on Tuesday night as well. Roma have been in decent form, though. Decent nick, Roma. Haven't been beaten in the league. You've got to go back to the 24th of January for their last loss in the league. That came against Juventus away from home. They were beaten away and at home against Real Madrid in the Champions League. Went out 4-0 on aggregate. But they've been in good form, Roma.
Yeah, they certainly have. Although I had the grave misfortune of watching them against Bologna and having them let down my sevenfold at 2-7. When all of the six teams won last Monday. I watched that game on BT Sport, and they had a lot of the ball in that game but didn't create a lot of chances. However, I'm prepared to take that as an anomaly, because generally Roma do create plenty and they do score plenty of goals. Put 3 past Torino, 3 past Atalanta. They put 4 past Lazio in the derby. So they score plenty of goals. And in fact, they've only failed to score just once this season, and that was against Juventus, which can be forgiven. Napoli have quite a similar profile to that, to be honest. They've only failed to score twice this season. One of those was against Juve, again forgivable. One was fairly recently, their penultimate game against Inter. So on only 2 occasions this season, Roma have failed to score. One of them was in a 0-0 draw earlier on in the season against Napoli. The other one was against Juve, which is entirely forgivable. 3 times Napoli have failed to score this season. One obviously against Roma in the 0-0 draw. Against Inter recently, they were beaten 2-0. And once against Juventus themselves as well. So we're getting two teams here who rarely draw a blank. So the 6-10 for both teams to score, I think, is a good starting point. I know it was 0-0 earlier on in the season. Roma were going through a funny patch of form then. They were drawing a hell of a lot of games. And that was during a time when they had a big pileup of games. They had Coppa Italia and they had European football at the same time. So I expect both sides to be a bit more confident for this one. I think they'll both get on the score sheet at 6-10. In terms of an outright, they are second and third, but I can't really see either side finishing in any different position to the one that they currently occupy. So I expect this one to be played like a bit of a dead rubber. So the draw for me probably stands out at 12-5. I'd combine both my thoughts there and play the score draw at 3-1. So match result on both teams to score, that's 3-1. That will probably be the way in for me on the outrights. In terms of a goal scorer, Dries Mertens got a half an hour hat-trick in the 6-0 demolition job against Bologna last week for Napoli. So he'd be an interesting goal scorer for me. He's 11-5 in the betting because Higuain takes a large chunk out of that market at 6-5. So Dries Mertens anytime at 11-5. I really like the both teams to score here. Very sweet on that at 6-10. But to eke a little bit more value out of the game, I think I'll play the both teams to score and draw here at 3-1. That will probably be the main bet of the game for me.
I couldn't possibly leave this match without talking about Francesco Totti as well, because there's a piece in The Guardian about Francesco Totti written by Paolo Bandini, and it's a fabulous article, and it describes Francesco Totti as like the Italian Roy of the Rovers. And you can make that comparison as well. You can see that comparison because he came off the bench and rescued them against Atalanta, scoring that 85th minute equaliser away from home. Then on Wednesday night, scored in the 86th minute and the 89th minute to beat Torino almost single-handedly from off the bench again, Francesco Totti. But he is a little bit mischievous as well. And as is commented in that piece on The Guardian, apparently the Roma manager, Luciano Spalletti, he gave him a stern talking to because his captain, he's still the club captain, Francesco Totti, was apparently going around the hotel room, the team hotel rooms, playing cards at 2 a.m. So he's a little bit of a tear away, but it was a Roy of the Rovers story in terms of those last two fixtures. He's come off the bench and rescued them. And Francesco Totti, he seems timeless. He seems to have been around since I first started having an interest in football. It's that long for Francesco Totti at the top. And I just wonder whether he'll get on the score sheet for a third consecutive game. Obviously, it's probably one to look at in play because he might not start this football match.
Yeah, he doesn't start very many games anymore.
It's cameo appearance from Francesco Totti. So maybe in play, if he comes on late, he's 15-8 to score any time. If he comes on late in this match, maybe have a little look at Francesco Totti to score.
Yeah, I like that. I'd tell you what, I was really disappointed to read it. He's been linked with the New York Cosmos, one of the sort of last few one club men who's been spent his whole career at Roma. I hope he doesn't get lured over to America. I'd like him to end his career with Roma.
They like that. I think that one final payday maybe in the sun in the States. A lot of the senior football players are doing that now, aren't they?
How sunny does he want it? Is it not sunny enough for him in Rome?
Maybe not. I have no idea. I think that payday may be more important than the sunshine.
Perhaps.
Roma 8-5. The draw 12-5. Napoli 13-8. What are the bets then?
Draw for me at 12-5. Both teams to score at 6-10, and combine the two, both teams to score and the draw at 3-1. Also like Dries Mertens, 11-5 as an anytime goal scorer who got a hat trick in just half an hour on his most recent appearance.
Let's finish with the Naps then. Sam, are you standing in for Alex Dunn? Am I a guest? Who's Alex Dunn here?
I'll be Alex Dunn.
I've
been Alex Dunn through the podcast. I think he's leading guest. It'll be weird for me since I've been napping for guest for a while. I'm now jumping.
You need to throw a jumping ship. You need to throw one in then here, don't you?
Yeah.
If you can pick a loser here, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the thought of sabotage has crossed my mind, but I couldn't possibly do that to Alex Dunn. Leverkusen for me are the best bet of the week. 7-5. Five straight wins in the league, five straight clean sheets. Kept a clean sheet in the Europa League as well against Villarreal and didn't lose that game either. They're in fine form, and I think Schalke will be tired having played all the leading lights in the Bundesliga recently.
Ooh, what do I go for then here? I think we'll get goals in the game between Roma and Napoli, looking through their recent history. I'll play over 3.5 goals in that game.
Okay.
At 2-1 is my best bet. So I'll double those two up. Bayer Leverkusen to win at Schalke at 7-5. And I'll take over 3.5 in the game between Roma and Napoli at 2-1. 6.2-1 is that double, which looks good.
Yeah, yeah, looks very decent. That.
Alex Dunn might be back next week. I'm sure he will be. He will be, won't he, Sam?
We'd hope so, but we don't. We don't know. One can only speculate. It might just be you and me again.
It'll be two of myself, Sam, Mark Walton, Lee Phelps, Alex Dunn on this podcast.
European podcast roulette continues.
It does. Thank you for listening. Get your bets on for Schalke Leverkusen, Villarreal Real Sociedad and Roma versus Napoli. Don't forget as well, you can follow myself and Sam on Twitter. I'm at D. Kellner. Sam is at SamNorris_.
Yeah.
And download this podcast via audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill. You can catch us on iTunes as well. Again, type in William Hill and subscribe to all the podcasts. And we'll be back next week for more European fun on this European podcast. It will be two people in the seats talking you through all the European action live. And join us then. Thank you for listening to this edition of the podcast. And we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.